Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan Moran and I am on staff here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from Luke's Gospel for the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. So we're just going to dive in and then afterwards we'll just break down the reading a little bit. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. When the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So first I want to break down what the shepherds told Mary and Joseph and the rest of the people who were in the manger at the time. So this was a reading that you may have heard on Christmas, depending on what mass you went to. But the shepherds are approached by an angel of the Lord, and they are told that if they go into this manger, they will find an infant, and he will be the Christ, he'll be the Lord, he'll be the Savior of the world. And after this message is given to them, all of these angels, like a host of angels, just surrounds them, and they start to praise God together. So first of all, that's just an insane image that these shepherds are just tending to their flock, and then hundreds of angels just approach them and tell them this message that they need to go to this manger and they need to find the Savior of the world. So that's what these shepherds are coming to Mary and Joseph and telling them. First of all, they're coming to see the Savior. They're coming to see this infant wrapped in swaddling clothes in this manger. But then they also come and they tell Mary and Joseph what was told to them. Now, this wasn't a surprise to Mary and Joseph, I wouldn't think. They had already both been approached by an angel at separate times during, right before and during Mary's pregnancy. But there's another time, and they are approached by these shepherds, and they kind of remind me of children who just like hear a secret for the first time, and then they have to tell everybody because they're just going in and they tell everyone about it in the manger, and all who heard it were amazed. And I can just imagine them being so excited that, guys, do you understand what's in front of you? Like, this is Christ. This is the Lord. This is Jesus. This is the Savior of the world. This is the Savior you've been waiting for hundreds upon hundreds of years. Like, your ancestors were waiting for this moment. And so what happened in this, after that, they said that Mary's response is really intriguing. It says that Mary kept all these things in her things, and she reflected on them within her heart. So she heard what the shepherds were telling her and Joseph. It wasn't news to her that this was what her son was going to be, or who her son was going to be, rather, or who he is. But she kept them in her heart and she reflected on them. And I just imagine Mary allowing what had happened in this manger, transforming the way that she would parent Jesus in the future. So this is the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. So today we reflect on Mary being the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, and what kind of title this must mean for her. And I think this message that the shepherds told her, she had allowed to transform the way she was going to parent. Because if she kept these things and reflected on them, I think about the things that are told to me and I keep in the secret of my heart and I just reflect on them and they transform me and they kind of birth something new and a new thought and a new way. And Mary's love for Jesus was perfect. Like, that didn't need to change. But I'm sure it changed her outlook of what was going to happen in the future. That not only did the angels approach Joseph and Mary, but they also approached these shepherds, these random quote unquote nobodies in the middle of a field somewhere with their sheep and told them to go find Jesus. That's a big deal. And that the fact that these angels found Joseph and Mary and not just or found Joseph and Mary and the shepherds and not just the parents of Jesus shows the importance of this incarnational Lord, of the importance of this event of the birth of Jesus. So today, if we can just reflect on the gift that it is to have Mary as our mother, and if we can just be a model of receptivity that she is to us, that she just received the word of the Lord and she allowed it to transform her actions in the future and the way that she was going to love. So Mary, we just pray that you can be a model for us during this time of Christmas. This has been a scripture reflection on Luke's gospel. Again, my name is Megan, and to learn more about Damascus, please head on over to damascus.net.